Hi, good afternoon. It's Jordan Lee from Family First.
Yes, hi Romney, it's Samidi. I had a question for someone that you added on to the coordination list for a new caregiver.
Who is it about?
Ivana Bost, I think is her last name.
Vona Vos.
So she.
She's working for Ashley Vos right now, if I'm not wrong.
The BOST.
BOST, yeah, that's the one. I just added her recently, if I'm not wrong, yesterday or the day before. Yeah, yesterday, I guess, right?
Right. So she is going on someone, 'cause you have on here TBD, to be determined for as far as patient goes.
I'm not sure. She's just requesting like to have more hours with any other patient available outside of her regular
So
schedule.
she's already working.
Yeah, she's already working for
Okay, so
someone.
she wouldn't go on this list because she's already an active caregiver. So I'm going to take her off, but you can just go onto her file. And you can just tag all the coordinators just to make them all aware that she's available to do extra hours.
Oh, that's the way it's
Yeah, see,
done.
because then if not, I would have to send her an application and she'll have to go
Oh,
through the
it's
process
only
that
for
she
a
already
warning.
did.
I mean,
Okay.
it's only for onboarding the list that you have there, right? I mean, that form is only for onboarding, right?
Right, when they're like brand new and they're going on a case, but not when they're already active.
No, I get it now. I get it
Yeah.
now.
Yeah, but no problem. I'll go ahead and take it off. And like I said, if you just want to add it to her file and just add all the coordinators so that they're aware that this caregiver is looking for hours.
All right, I appreciate you for
Okay,
yeah,
no
updating me on
problem.
that.
All right. Okay,
Right,
bye bye.
take care, Tamini. Bye bye.
Sure.